Gareth Knox, I have on the line now. Over in France. Hello, Gareth. How are you?
Hello there. Good, okay, thanks. Yourself?
So what's things like over in France? What part are you
beautiful
in?
Beautiful sunshine, sitting in the garden. I'm living in just outside Paris. Very okay. nice spot.
Okay.
The great weather. Nice
again, same as over here, yeah. Okay, how long have you been living over there?
I've been living more than 20 years now. It's been a long time, yeah. Feels okay. like home.
Okay. You spent your childhood in Scotland and you were the youngest of four kids. Now, when it comes to playing music in the family, always with the parents, was it?
We always used to play together, yeah. I mean, my father played the bagpipes very loudly. And yeah, as you know, the bagpipes, the further away from you get, the better it sounds. When you're in the same room, the Scottish bagpipes, or the war bagpipes, really okay. hard going. But he was very good.
Okay.
Well, I played a bit of piano, and then everybody in the family played something, violin, viola, cellos.
Okay, how did you choose the viola? I'm always curious about how people choose the instrument to play, whether they're drummers, sax players or whatever. How did you choose the viola?
For me it was simple. I was last born and there was two violins and a cello and they said, you know, we need a quartet, you got to play viola. So that was it.
Okay.
All the good instruments were gone, I got the viola.
Okay, and, well, obviously you've gotten a great love for it. I mean,
It came very natural to me. I didn't resent it at all.
Okay, and tell me how your career advanced after that then, because you've been around quite a bit.
Yeah, I went to college in London, and then I started playing professionally, and I got a job in France, which was the first time I came to France, playing with Pierre Boulez, playing lots of new music, and then I got another job in a quartet back in London, so I moved back to London, toured all the world with the RDT quartet, and when I left that, my heart, I felt, was really in France. I'd left it there, so I went back, I met my wife as well, mm-hmm. who's French, half-French, Argentinian. So I went back, settled there, and I've been doing my own thing since there. A very, very independent career, doing lots of things on my own in small groups.
Mm. So you've gone solo now. How do you feel about that? How does it be as playing with a group?
It's good. Well, it's a natural progression in a way. I mean, I love playing with groups, and I always play. I found I was playing with smaller and smaller groups, and then I started doing solo things. And some of it gives you great flexibility. I wouldn't give up playing with other people, and I love playing with other people. But somehow when you're on, you can really take unexpected directions. There's nothing really to hold you back, in a way.
Okay.
Then you can go and look for the people, new people to play with in that new direction.
So when you say new direction, does it happen while you're playing, like improvisation?
Improvisation, yes, that's right. And suddenly an idea, you know, I'd like to go further with this. And you have a great flexibility when you're on your own. You know, you're a small sort of cottage industry. You can move around very quickly, change direction, go far places and organise everything yourself. It's a very, you know, small scale is very good.
Okay, and some
and
of
I like the I like the intimate side of music. I like, you know, saying small things in small places to few people and having it mean something.
Mm, and a lot of the stuff that you're writing now is quite innovative in other groups and that are taking it up.
They are. I'm pleased to see that, yes. I'm trying to sort of take the best bits because I did a lot of very hardcore new music and it seemed to me there was a mix of things in there. There were some sounds which I thought were great and some of the things I thought, you know, not everybody's going to be able to take this. And so what I'm trying to do now is take all the good bits that I learned when I was doing it out and put it into music which seems much more normal, which anybody can listen to, but it's got new sounds in it. And I think the sound for me is the most interesting part of it, hearing a really beautiful sound.
Mm-hmm. So have you got any recordings out yourself, albums?
Oh, sure, I have. Lots. Yeah. I have, yes. Yes, but if you've got a solo one on viola, there's two with ECM. There's one called D'Amore, which is a whole record with viola D'Amore, because it's the other instrument I play, which is like a viola but many more strings. It's made for Baroque music, but you can do almost anything on it. And that's something I play a lot of now.
Okay, so you're busy all the time, travelling the world, I imagine.
I am. I'm in periods. I take periods off to write. I stay at home and, you know, when I have to write music, I really need to concentrate. I'm not one of these people who can do it on the run. So I sit down for a month, you know, in an empty room and try and write with an instrument and try and write something. And those are the quiet periods.
Okay.
My family a bit more.
You do a lot of theatre and dance projects, but one I was curious about when you what you've written for and actually performed in front of children. How did that culminate and what is involved in it to get into children
that
interested?
That came out through my own children because I you know, tried things out on them to see what interested them in music and what didn't. And the children are great audiences, you know, they're so spontaneous, so there's nothing held back, and you know immediately if it's interesting for them or not. So I tried lots of things out on my children, put together a kind of show, all about strings and things, trying to use a bit of imagination and sort of lots of stories and images to look at, but really interesting sounds, and sort of, you know, I hope people learn something from it. But my idea was to entertain them while sort of, you know, leading them to places they wouldn't have gone if I hadn't done the show.
Mm. Do you think that's lacking in a sense for you know, the availability of that type of music to young people?
Well, I think it can be, yes. I think there's a tendency to to give people what they think, what you think they want. But it's often wrong. You're often wrong about what people want. And what I aim to do is give them something they didn't know they liked, but they do.
Well, it's also,
I think that's a great compliment.
Yeah, but Garth, also the perception of highbrow is attached to all this music as well, which sort of puts people off.
It does. I think it's a shame. There's no need for it. And I try and get away from it. I'm always trying to, you know, that's why I like the intimate space, because then you can't sort of pretend to be the great artist coming from afar and playing to 1,000 people. When you're small in a village hall, 20 people have, you know, had the kindness to come down, you have another attitude towards your public. That's more like my one.
Indeed, indeed. And now you're a visiting professor of viola at the Royal Academy of Music in London.
I am.
Do you have a connection with Ireland? Because, as I say, you're here to talk about the Woodkey Summer Sessions.
I do have a connection. When I was born there, of course, I was born in Dublin, and my father worked there when I was born. Then we moved to Scotland when I was five. But I still have family there. I have my cousin who's there, been there ever for years and years. I always stay with him when I go there. And I come there often to work now. I come to play in Ireland quite a lot. And I'm a registered Irish composer. And I'll be doing this tour next year around the North and the South with the Moving On Music and the Music Network, which I'm very excited about, with my small trio, just me and cello and percussion.
Okay. And what sort of venues would you do? Do a national concert hall and places like that?
Well, I think we're doing one national concert in Dublin. We're doing smaller venues, but as I say, I'm going for the intimate side, and there's small music societies and things like that. We're playing in Belfast at the Crescent Arts Centre, to give you an idea, and then there's places all over, really, but, you know, it's what's available in small halls. And we're a group of three, so we're looking to play to, you know, audiences like, you know, 100, 150, that sort of thing.
Okay, do you have a website people can look up all your dates? And
I do have a website. It's garthknox.org, just the org. I preferred org to com. I think com sounds like I'm selling something, which I'm not.
Okay.
Org is organisations, and yeah, so it seems nicer to me to have org.
Okay, and the summer sessions in Woodkey, it's this Thursday. Will you be at that yourself?
Will I be at what myself, sorry?
On Thursday, the summer session on the 18th of July.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. I'm most of the show. It's actually two of us. I'll be doing the first half hour on my own. And then Ulten O'Brien is a great Irish violinist and viola player. He's coming to join me. We're doing duos for the second half of that. So, we're doing the whole show. And there I'll be presenting quite a few of my own pieces, but which are very audience-friendly. And can, you know, it's an open-air setting. And I like street music, because in street music you can't let people get bored, otherwise they walk away. So I was trying to think of a program which keeps people interested and amused and attached and possibly, you know, keep them to the end.
Okay, sounds fascinating. I'm sure you're going to get plenty of reaction to that. How often do you get home to Dublin?
I would say 3-4 times a year, and I always love to come back. It's really good. Yeah, I'm very happy there.
I'm just wondering what you think of the transformation, what you think of the city and everything to do with it.
It's changed. I mean, there was the bubble of money that came and went, wasn't there? And I'm not sure it was such a good thing, but, you know, there was good things came out of it, but, you know.
Okay.
What can you do with such a life?
Okay, but the music is fabulous anyway, and the way it goes.
And
you find young people getting more involved in your type of music than maybe before.
I do. Yes, yeah. You know, I'm positive about the future. I think music has to change all the time to stay, you know, even where it is, to evolve. It has to evolve all the time. I think it's healthy that, you know, some types of music are finding it difficult, other types are getting more support. I feel positive about what I'm doing. I feel, you know, I'm going in the right direction.
Well, the funny thing is, well, Garth, I mean, I know it sort of dilutes a little bit the music that you play, but a lot of pop people and modern music and contemporary stuff, they use a lot of the music and the instruments and stuff like that, and they integrate it into their music as well, which is always good, I suppose.
It is, it's great. I think if someone else picks it, you know, I'm very happy. I mean, the best music is when you put things together. But you have to be very careful. You know, you can't put everything together. You put a lion in with a chicken, you're not going to get a happy household. So you have to have things that can live beside each other.
Okay.
And I absorb influence as well. I'm careful of balancing things.
Okay, well, you're managing very well with your innovations as well. Congratulations on all that you do. Give us your website again, Garth.
It's garthknox.org, so GARTHKNOX, all one word, and .org.
Okay, and on Thursday, do you know the approximate time that you're on at the summer sessions?
Yes, we're on at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, okay.
We're
so
1 o'clock till 2 o'clock downward. We're hoping for a nice day.
Okay, you will. I think it's pretty much guaranteed that you're going to have good weather for the rest of the week. So Thursday is no exception.
Okay.
Thanks very much, Garth. Great. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's Garth Knox there, and you can catch him at the Woodkey Summer Sessions on Thursday, July. And as he said there, he's on at 1 o'clock.